Donald Trump, Joe Biden's Migration Spikes Anti-Semitism. By Neil Monroe on October 28, 2023. President Joe Biden's open border policies are pumping up the nationwide wave of anti-Semitism. Former President Donald Trump told the annual meeting of the Republican Jewish Coalition. He told the group's Saturday meeting in Nevada. Just days ago, Customs and Border Patrol, who are incredible people, by the way, distributed a memo warning that Hamas and Hezbollah fighters and jihadists are infiltrating across our wide open border. They're all over the place. Nobody's ever seen anything like this. They're all over the place. The same people that attacked Israel are coming into our country. And there are a lot of them that are young, strong men, and they're coming in. They're 21 and 22 and 23 and 24 years old. You know where they're coming in from also, all over the Middle East. Trump directly blamed Biden, it is caused by some very bad troublemakers. Those, anti-Semitic, events that you've been watching in the past 3 weeks. Crooked Joe Biden has turned a blind eye to the greatest outbreak of anti-Semitism in American history. He added. I call up friends of mine who happen to be Jewish. I said, are you watching what's going on? And they're actually frightened. These are some pretty strong people. They're tough people. They're frightened. Their kids are afraid to go to school. Recent polls show that members of the Jewish community in New York State are increasingly opposed to migration. Trump also promised to deport anti-Semitic foreign students and even green card holders in U.S. cities. I will also be implementing strong ideological screenings of all immigrants coming in. If you hate America, if you want to abolish Israel, if you sympathize with jihadists, we don't want you in our country. And you're not going to be getting into our country. I will cancel the student visas. Hamas sympathizers on college campuses. The college campuses are being taken over. And all of the resident aliens who joined in the pro-jihadist protests this month. Come 2025, we will find you and we will deport you. We will deport you. But Trump did not mention the pocketbook impact of Biden's migration policy on American families. Biden's policies are strongly backed by many GOP and Democratic business donors who gain from lower wages, higher rents, and more consumer spending. Instead, Trump portrayed migrants as criminals, even though most are looking for jobs. And many bring their kids to get them into Americans' K-12 schools. Trump said, on day one, I will terminate every open border policy of the Biden administration. People are pouring into our country at levels never seen before for any country, not just here. Third world countries wouldn't let it happen. They'd fight it with sticks and stones if they had to. They're coming in by the millions and millions. I believe, by the end of his term, you'll have more than 15 million people. That's bigger than New York State. We have no idea who they are, or where they come from, but we know they come from the prisons and the jails. We know they come from mental institutions and insane asylums. So far, Biden has imported roughly 7 million illegal migrants, regardless of the huge harm to ordinary Americans, in addition to several million visa workers and legal immigrants. But Trump did briefly link border security to the health of American families, saying, "We must have strong borders, strong military, strong families, strong cultures, and above all, we must have a strong American president. That's where it starts."